We know hunting for good coffee can be frustrating and time-consuming. And with all the confusing labels out there, it's hard to know that what you are buying is actually mindfully sourced and truly making a difference in people's lives. That's why we put together our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription. Over the last 15 years, Joe Bean Coffee has built friendships with award-winning coffee farmers, ones we trust to consistently bring us amazing coffee year after year. Coffee tastes best at the peak of harvest, which is why we run our program like a CSA, regularly sending you a rotating selection of in-season coffee. You pick how many bags and how often you need it. We do the rest. And you can feel good knowing you're directly supporting small-scale coffee farmers. Go to JoeBeanRoasters.com for details.
Whoa, the nose on this is wild.
It's Apple Jolly Rancher for me.
Oh, 100%. This is fake apple. If you're walking by the Little Spoon store in the mall, there would be somebody spritzing apple like Abercrombie and Fitch in the 90s.
Hello and welcome to It's a Lot, a podcast about things that are a lot. This is the part where I usually read a long intro about nuance and honest conversations and how we all need more empathy and we need to keep it real about how we feel. And today the only thing we're going to be keeping it real about is how we feel about some toddler snacks. I've got two very special guests with me today. I have Chris Lindstrom, who produces It's a Lot, and he is the host of Food About Town and co-founder of Lunchador Podcast Network. Welcome, Chris.
Hello, hello. It's so nice to be fully talking on the podcast today and talking about food.
So excited to get your opinion on these snacks.
I love doing the tasting episodes. Like, I've done a bunch with spirits and other things, but this is a whole genre that, I don't know, I'm kind of intrigued about.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll learn a lot today. And my other guest is my husband, Tim Lynch. Tim and I are raising a 1.5-year-old right now. We've tried some of these snacks, not all of them, but I'm really excited for Tim to be here too. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here as well.
So our first category today is puffs. Chris, are you familiar with puffs at all?
Oh, I love puffed things. I think texturally they can be so different. They can be styrofoamy and like dissolve in your mouth. Then you've got like your dense puffs, like your Cheetos, that have that visceral crunch and everything in between. Like, who doesn't like a puffed thing?
We have a lot of puffed options for toddlers, and toddlers love them. We're going to get started with Target's organic carrot blueberry puffs. So,
okay. Interesting. When I think about puffs, I'm thinking about how much seasoning can you possibly put on something? That's the amount that I want.
So my takeaway just from sampling toddler food in the past is that seasoning is not the priority on most of these things. It is.
Some of them are pretty flavorful.
Some of them are. I'm generally underwhelmed, but that's just my takeaway.
This one retails for $2.99 a bag.
Okay. And this is a fairly, you know, it's a fairly small bag. I mean, this is way more expensive than like a box of cereal. Not that I remember what boxes of cereal cost nowadays either.
To be fair, though, cereal's the first thing that comes to mind when I eat this. Like, it tastes like a slightly flavored Rice Krispie, almost, is my takeaway.
This has a nice crunch. I feel like maybe our puffs have just been stale in the past, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, the crisp is pleasant. So, is it rice-based? It seems like it is.
It is wheat and rice.
Yeah, it has a nice toastiness.
What's the serving size, Tim, on the bag?
Serving size is 63 puffs.
Oh, good. I appreciate that they gave you a really easy measurement system.
Yes.
That, you know, every parent is going to count out 63 individual puffs.
Better get started
to eat.
To be fair, they do clarify that is about half a cup.
Okay, well, that's good.
I prefer to count to 63, though.
That one's pretty tasty, honestly. I'm not mad about it.
Oh, the berry flavor is nice. It is very slightly sweet, like way less than like, you know, when they did like flavored Cheerios.
Yeah.
Like it's half the sweetness or less of like a Honey Nut Cheerio.
I'm not getting the purple carrot, but
no.
I also don't know what I'm looking for from a purple carrot.
The only time I've had purple carrots other than as carrots is in salted Turkish beverages.
Okay.
So there's a whole genre of beverages that is like black carrot and it's like savory, salty beverage.
Hmm.
It's like fermented. It's really fascinating.
That sounds delicious.
It's, you know, sometimes it has like hibiscus in it. Just really cool.
I'm thinking of like the veggie chips you get where it's actually like sliced carrot roasted and salted.
Those are good.
And those have more of a sweetness and like a, I guess, a carroty taste, if you would call it that. I'm not getting that here. I'm just getting faint berry with Rice Krispie.
I would have said strawberry with no confidence.
Yeah. It's a generic berry flavor.
I'd say very affable and not a standout in any way. It does turn into a little bit of a chewing situation with the turns a little gummy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's a good or bad thing for a child.
I think a lot of these are going for the melt in your mouth type thing, which for a toddler totally makes sense. My mouth is already dry just from having a handful of these, but...
Well, I suppose the goal is we don't want them to choke on anything too. So, I suppose in that case, valuable.
The next one appears to be star-shaped as well. It is Once Upon a Farm is the brand Strawberry Coconut and Sweet Potato Puffs. They're made with avocado oil.
Ooh.
We've not tried these before, Tim. I'm curious about them.
No, I don't recognize these, so this is a new one.
We've had their bars, but not... Wow. They're very colorful.
This seems to be a very specific like kind of marketing. So this does come in a pleasant like tube-like device, which it does look nice.
Reminiscent of a Pringles can.
Yeah. Probably a lot less saddles and duck bills involved.
Yeah. I'm trying to judge if like a toddler hand could make it into this, because clearly adult hand is not reaching in there. I could see
his
a
hands
little...
are pretty small.
Yeah, they could work their way in there.
Interesting. So less sweet, but more berry.
I agree with that. They're also a lot lighter.
Yeah, they melt very different. It seems like this is way more rice. This plays as like when they make like fake chicharron in like snacks, they'll do it like with puffed rice or other things like that where they make it rigid.
Interestingly, there is no rice in this.
Really? What's the grain?
This is sorghum flour.
Oh.
And avocado milk powder. Or coconut milk powder and avocado oil, excuse me.
This one retails for $3.89, so it is almost a dollar more than the Target generic one.
Now that you mention the coconut, it is actually pretty... I'm not sure you would have noticed it right away, but it's definitely there.
It sits on your tongue afterwards. I'm definitely getting the coconut coming through at the end.
I'm liking these more overall versus the last ones.
I think to your point of having more berry flavor, like it actually tastes like something.
Because you can see the actual like dried berry powder on it.
Fascinating.
That freeze-dried berry thing, I think it really does come out. And sorghum's a good call too because it is more, it's a little more sustainable. It puffs really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have that like gummy chew at the end.
Yeah.
Because I've had puffed sorghum, like popcorn, before. It has a little more hull to it. It's really tasty, but this is... Well, I kind of like these.
Yeah.
That coconut's nice.
So that first one actually is a mix of rice flour and sorghum flour.
Okay.
Well, our next one is different as well. It's mostly corn-based. This is Earth's Best Organic. It is Sesame Street branded with Big Bird on the front.
I'm in favor.
An organic veggie puff.
So, I mean, I think we can all confidently say that the entire Henson Muppetverse of characters, strong, you know, strong, enjoyable for all ages, that whole Sesame Street genre, I don't know what it seems like nowadays, but as obviously somebody who grew up on that, when we all understood that public media should be good for children and having those contents that are diverse and awesome were great for everybody, every so often you see those clips online and it's just... Oh, you get emotional looking at them like, oh, this was real inclusion. This was real, like, good content for kids.
Yeah, totally. And they are still going strong.
No, we've watched a little bit of it with our son, and he's obsessed with Elmo. They've got, like, the greatest characters and special features and everything, and, like, great music.
Still holds up.
These are strong.
These are more of a puffed Cheeto to me.
I'm not a fan of this one.
Really?
It's got a little bit of savory, which I quite like.
So what are the veggies, Tim?
So they don't call out anything on the front. They just say five kinds of veggies. Based on the ingredients, we're looking at sweet potato, tomato, carrot, spinach, onion, and if you consider parsley or garlic a vegetable.
I mean, I'm getting that vague herbness. It does have a nice savory. You know, that onion powder comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Salt levels... nowhere near what I would want, but it is savory and a little bit salty. Like, I don't know. I kind of like these a lot.
Yeah. So this actually has salt in it as opposed to the first two we tried.
What are the salt levels like? Some parents are very worried about salt consumption.
In a serving of 22 puffs, once again, we're we're counting here, 25 milligrams of sodium, about 2% of your recommended daily value.
So not a terrible amount of
salt. So not a ton, all things considered.
I like the texture. I like the, you know, the corn flavor is very prominent.
Yeah, totally.
I'm strongly in favor of these. These are actually pretty tasty.
I think this is the first one I would actually reach for myself to snack on.
100%.
Like if I was going in the pantry, like I could go for these.
My child doesn't need to eat. I can eat these.
We share. Everyone gets to eat.
Our last puff option is also the most expensive. It is $4.99 for a 1 ounce bag.
Holy cow.
What is this?
A little spoon, a kale apple curl with ancient grains.
So is Little Spoon a high-end brand? I'm not familiar with the branding here. I'm curious as to where they position themselves.
I don't know a ton about it. Someone I worked with once. I cannot get this open.
I love how they designed the bag to not be opened.
Yeah. Oh, it has actually a pull-to-open tab.
Oh, I missed the memo there. So I worked with someone once who did social for Little Spoon, and I remember she would get a lot of comments being, Little Spoon is so overrated. It's so overhyped. These foods are garbage. They also do, like, microwave meals for babies, kind of like a Stouffer's thing. Like if you don't want to cook for your kid, you can just microwave it. Really? And I've heard that those are very expensive and like not the best, but let's see about these kale apple.
Yeah. What flavor is this?
Kale apple, ancient grain.
It tastes like nothing.
So the first thing I see is the formulation of this. They look a lot like the hip peas puffs where they're like chickpea based.
Gotcha.
Chickpea and other flours. They do have it's like a little shell almost.
Yeah. This is awful. It's so dry.
I'm getting nothing.
It's like stuck to my teeth.
It's like a Cheeto that they forgot to put the cheese on. Like
Cheeto puff, yeah.
It's giving sad beige child.
Mm-hmm. There is some, like the kale does come through, which I do like, but it needs to pick a direction.
Yeah.
Like it needs to have either some sweetness or salt. Either way would be valid. Or both, preferably.
I do like the bag design, though, for what that's worth.
It is resealable, which a lot of them are not, so then we end up with, like, very stale puffs if we don't eat them fast enough. This is kale, apple, avocado oil, quinoa, sorghum, and cornmeal. So not that different from some of the others we tried, but...
Like, let's be serious, people. Like, that is not a concentration of ancient grains.
No.
Where's the einkorn? Where's the teff? Where's... Where's the spelt? I mean, come on, people. Let's bring the ancient grains. Like, at least the... Oh, geez, I'm forgetting what the bag is. I think it's one of the religious-coded frozen breads, Ezekiel bread.
Mm.
At least that has the good taste of being, like, violently ancient grainy. Yeah. Like, my sister used to call it pinecone bread.
Yeah, not getting that from this.
No.
This also is proud to proclaim that it has no seed oils, which kind of gives me the red flag. And they also say it's skill-building snack time.
What?
Snack time fun, skill building done. I don't
is
know what the skill is.
Manual
here.
Dexterity picking
it? I think
like,
so.
What puff doesn't have that?
Also, those stars are way smaller.
Mm-hmm.
They would promote dexterity way more than a larger puff.
Oh, totally.
That's true.
This is the least amount of work to eat if you're really trying to teach your kid how to pick up a food. I don't even know.
So it sounds like
I'm
that
underwhelmed.
Was probably our least favorite. What was the favorite in this category? We had the Target, Once Upon a Farm, Earth's Best with Big Bird. And a little spoon.
I got to go with Big Bird.
100%. Those are actually tasty. I would want like 100% more flavor and 50 to 100% more salt. But that's really close to something I would actively want to buy.
I would not be mad again, like sitting down and just snacking on those.
Yeah. Before we move off of puffs, though, what is your personal favorite puff?
We almost have moved on from puffs a little bit. Like, we got the Aldi puffs a lot, which are very similar to Target's. And there's also a peanut butter puff that he really likes, and I kind of like. Tim doesn't like it as much. They're very dry.
They're very dry.
There's a culture around those in, like, West Asia and then, like, you know, Eastern Europe for those, like, peanut puffs. As a personal favorite, we were in Canada not that long ago, and we had the Canadian version of its Cheetos. They're called Hawkins Cheesies. I have never tasted something where I'm like, I'm not sure you should put that much flavoring on something. And that's the level of excited I was. Like, I can't believe they put this much on there and it's this crunchy.
Hmm.
I'm like, oh, are my teeth gonna hurt? Jeez, this amount of salt and cheese should not go on something. And I want them all the time. I think those are my favorite puffs I've ever had. They're really good.
Wow. I gotta try those.
We get like Aldi's white cheddar popcorny, puffy kind of thing sometimes.
Sure.
And that's pretty good.
Yeah. My takeaway, especially from the sweeter, fruitier ones is a lot of them run together for me. There's not a lot of distinct flavors. So like when our son's eating and like we're stealing little bits to snack on, I can't always even tell which one it is. It's kind of just like, yeah, this is generic berry fruit with a little bit of sweetness.
The Aldi ones are supposed to be eaten within like 7 days of opening or something. And we don't always get through a bag that fast. And sometimes if we have had it for a week or two, they get like almost slimy in the bag. And I don't know if that's like a good thing for freshness. Like it's fresh ingredients, so it's like going bad and it's not like a full of preservatives. I don't know.
But I think it's time to toss them at that point.
Oh, we do. We do. But we'll move right along to our next category, which is yogurt bites. Have you had yogurt bites before, Chris?
If we're going down trends of snacks, right? There was that moment in like, what, the late 90s, early 2000s when they're doing yogurt-coated pretzels and raisins and all that stuff. Like, I remember it then, but I don't remember much about them other than, for all intents and purposes, it was a non-white chocolate white coating that they could maximize sugar content with.
That sounds about right.
So this is really interesting in that it's not that at all, but reminiscent of that. So this is more of like a freeze-dried yogurt in a way, as opposed to like a glob of candy yogurt, I guess.
They're honestly, we get the Aldi ones a lot and they're really good. So we'll start with a Target one that is $2.99 for a bag, and the bag is 1 ounce. This is strawberry yogurt bites.
This is a class of food that I was not familiar with before entering parenthood. I feel like it may have branched out beyond toddler snacks, but I have not seen it really used anywhere else.
Our 9-year-old neighbor is like, I love yogurt bites. I still eat yogurt bites. Like, they seem to be a hit among kids of all ages.
So are they advertising these as like pre-probiotic things, or are they just, is it just a genre?
I think it's just a genre. We can look at some of the other claims on the other bags as we go too.
So they're really not leaning into the nutrition aspect of this. I feel like it's just a sweet snack, is my takeaway.
So I would say, as something that is freeze-dried, the yogurt flavor is definitely there, which if you're saying it's there, I'm glad it's actually there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know I wasn't supposed to bite them.
Yes.
because they are like, when you get commercial meringue, you're just biting into hard styrofoam. That is the flavor.
I do bite them. Do you bite them?
I crunch down on them now that I think about it. I haven't really analyzed my eating patterns around yogurt bites.
Letting it melt is not much better.
No.
No, because melting on the top of your palate.
It seems more styrofoamy while it melts.
It melts into like a yogurt paste, but like a grainy yogurt paste in a way. Like something, it tastes like yogurt. Like that flavor, I feel like they nailed the, is it just strawberry?
Yeah.
And it does clearly taste like strawberry. I think if you're delighted by that texture, then these are a hit because they taste like strawberry and yogurt, which that's a success as far as I'm concerned.
And compared to any of the puffs we had, this to me has far more flavor in it.
Oh, yeah.
Like it actually tastes like something.
So our son loves the Aldi ones the most, and I buy the Target ones occasionally, and he far prefers the Aldi ones and will not really finish the Target ones sometimes. And this one, I have not really tried the Target ones as much. I feel like the texture was a lot worse as you get to the end of it, and it was like sticking to my teeth and a lot gummier.
Yeah.
I almost wish I had brought the Aldi ones, but we just had so many things to get through.
No, it's interesting, though. I like that it delivered on what it said it was going to do, because some of the others didn't. Some of the puffs didn't deliver. That delivered.
Our next one is Gerber, and it is the same price point. It is $2.99, and this one is peach-flavored. They are claiming it's 10% of your daily value of calcium for the baby.
Okay.
I'm not really giving it to our child for the calcium, but
for the record, this has 20% of your daily calcium, if we're looking at calcium.
I wonder, are the serving sizes very different?
Quarter cup.
Now, these really strongly look like meringues.
Quarter cup like, for this also.
This looks like the kind of meringues you can buy, except for small versions. So, like, texture-wise, like, these are really shaped like that, too. And you can see, not to talk about, like, commercial food production, but you can see, like, the way it was just extruded onto a thing and then dried.
It's got the little flipped over top point thing at the
I can see like a kid loving the like, oh, you're eating little hats. That's cool.
I feel like these all have to be relatively cheap to produce, and just because for kids, they can charge so much for it.
The price point on all of these, while in line with the market,
I'm
sure the margins are very favorable.
Astonishing.
I'd say it's very similar to the strawberry one from Target. The peach flavor is good.
it's a little bit smoother textured.
Mm-hmm. It's a little chewier to me.
But it's gumming up on my teeth. You're really going to have to brush your kids' teeth like crazy after these. Like, really go after it.
I feel like the texture is a little better. You think the texture is better on the Target one or this one?
No, texture is better, but it does gum up a little bit.
Yeah.
They are definitely smoother. The fruit flavor is equally clear. Yogurt flavor is a little bit less.
These taste like freeze-dried peach to me. I don't get the yogurt, but the grittiness isn't there. So I don't know how much it plays into things.
I'm getting it after it melts in your mouth versus chewing it. Again, delivers on what it says. And I think for a eating experience for a kid, like, yeah, eat little hats. Love it. That's great.
Well, our next one, also a 1 ounce bag, is Once Upon a Farm. They do coconut melts, so different option for those who don't do dairy. And this one is $3.89 for a 1 ounce bag. This is a mixed berry flavor, and they are promoting that it comes with probiotics.
So, second time we've tried this brand. This seems like a brand that was completely designed for millennial moms, like in a very specific targeted way. With the name of the brand and all the added things on the front, it seems like this is like an exercise in trying to specifically market to a demographic.
Oh, yeah. A lot of these know exactly who they're selling to. They are very niche in what they're going for. And I think they're aware that there's a sizable number of people who are looking for that, and they're speaking directly to them.
Finishing the last ones, it does have a little bit of acidity, too. I kind of like those because there's a lot of fruit in there.
Well, I'm giving the bag low marks for Once Upon a Farm because I had to stab it with a pen to open it, but that might be a me problem.
This bag has seen better days, but it's open.
I get in fights with packaging often, so it's just a me thing probably.
Interesting.
It's really coconutty.
Oh. Very coconutty.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I was going to say it might be my favorite. Our son hates these.
I could see that. It's got a lot of coconut, but not suntan lotion-y really.
Mm-hmm. I don't taste the fruit as much as the coconut.
The fruit's kind of dead. Like, it's there. It's, like, in the background. It's, like, echoing berry. I'd say, if anything, maybe I get the vague echoes of blueberry.
So, the berries in here are mango, blueberry, banana, apple, and strawberry.
Hmm.
Interestingly, this is also the first one that doesn't have any added sugar. So that may play into it.
What was the sugar content like on the other two, Tim?
The other two were each 2 grams of added sugar per serving size.
Now that you said banana, like, that is very
present.
Yeah,
I do get the banana. Yeah.
And it kind of lingers in your mouth in that little banana sliminess. It's not, like, a huge negative to me. I think I don't even know which one I like the most because they're so, like, I actually kind of like the texture of this the most. Mm-hmm. But the flavor of the strawberry one is probably the cleanest.
Mm-hmm. This one caught me off guard, but once I've acclimated to it, I actually kind of like this. It's got the coconut and the banana, and I'm not picking up on any distinct berry, but some of that berry sweetness coming through. I think that works pretty well.
That might be my favorite, despite the fact that if I had a bag of these, I might eat all of them, but I would not enjoy eating them, but I think I would keep on eating them.
It also doesn't have the sticky, gummy texture that some of these others have had.
Well, I'm excited to try our last one. The brand is called Amara. I've not even heard of them before, but this one retails for $5.19.
Oh my God.
For a 1 ounce
bag? For a 1 ounce bag.
Wow.
I did get some deals when I purchased all of these because I was buying so much food, but this is a mango carrot smoothie melt. It is organic, no added sugar. Anyways, mango carrot. This is, it's like almost Hershey Kiss sized.
Oh, it's got some verticality.
Yeah, and some of them, like, actually, you can see the bubbles in them because of how they... That freeze-dry process is, like, the process is essentially boiling, like, all the water out through cold and, like, dryness. And you can actually see, like, it's, like, the texture of, like, a moon rock with, like, how much, like, you can see the bubbles coming out of it.
It is delicious, but the finish is very strange. It gets, like, really slimy at the end.
These are way denser. Like, these have way more content. Oh, this has way more fruit.
It's really flavorful.
The mango's really tasty.
Yeah.
Looking at the ingredients, this that we're trying now is mango first. The last one we had starts with coconut cream and then adds additional fruit puree on top of that.
This tastes like mango.
Is this one dairy-free, Tim?
Yes.
This is easily my favorite of these. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really mango-y. This is...
Yeah, I would eat these.
This is basically dried mango with some other stuff added.
We do get dried mango at Aldi a lot for our son as like a teether, and he just gnaws on it. So I bet he'll like these when we bring them home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you do get the carrot, too. Mm-hmm. You get that little bit of floral. Carrot and mango are very complementary flavors because they both have that floral thing. Yeah, a little bit earthy. These are delight.
My only hesitation is, again, the price point. Like,
oh, ridiculous.
Yeah, I would not buy these often because this bag would last a day or two in our house. Like, can't eat a $5 bag every day.
No.
The high probability of this getting whipped on the floor and all of a sudden disappearing to the dogs.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's always mildly infuriating depending on the day.
It's part of it.
Yes. I think these are clearly the best of that one mm-hmm. we had. Like, these are really fruit.
Yeah.
Love those.
I'm excited to share these with our kid at home.
Yeah.
Our next category is toddler biscuits, which I don't find a lot of brands doing necessarily, but he is obsessed with these Target organic biscuits. These are strawberry and beetroot, and they are, I think they're pretty good. I'm biased coming in with my opinion early.
So biscuit can be a very, let's say, controversial term. If you're talking to somebody that has UK-based, they're going to really, like, this is probably closer to their biscuits than it's closer to ours. Because we're talking about southern.
It's not like a sausage gravy biscuit deal. It is a cookie biscuit, but also not a super sweet. We can look at the nutrition info. It is less than 1 gram of added sugar per serving. The serving is 2 biscuits. Our kid will eat the whole box. Like, he can pull it off the counter and run away with it.
Love that.
So we've taken to hiding it in a cabinet now.
They're more akin to like a shortbread cookie almost.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, that's what the nose is very much, is like that shortbread kind of texture. At least that's what the smell is. That's
you do
what
get
it crumbles
the beet
like.
Flavor. Yeah. You get some beet in there.
Not particularly sweet, but the flavors mm-hmm. do come through. Little dry, but not like dry out your mouth super dry.
It tastes like there might be some oat in there too, which I think is important for something like that.
They have a cinnamon star one, and mm-hmm. then they have a coconut one, and he loves the cinnamon one too. Yeah. I like the cinnamon and the coconut best, personally. I like them all.
So this is primarily oat flour with wheat flour and then various fruit purees and juices added.
Oat flour and oat texture is, I think, great for these kind of things. Good flavor. I mean, great nutritional. Like, oats are tremendous. The amount of fiber, the amount of other nutrients in them. These are very dense. I guess I'm used to the ones that we'll end up having is the Belveeta ones that are in like
the
pill oval shape.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of similarities, but those are bigger and they have a little
crunchier,
more texture.
Mm-hmm.
These are really interesting. I'd say very much that shortbread, but I like the oat content a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're also somewhat intended to break down a little easier, as we talked about mm-hmm. before, yeah. and especially going through the different teething phases. This has a little bit of bite to it, but not so much that you really have to crunch down to actually break it up.
Our next one is also Target brand, and it is wheat flour, spelt flour, there's sunflower oil. This is a special limited edition for the holidays, and it is vanilla and spice biscuits.
I'm curious to see what they did with this one.
Yeah.
This is new
I
to us.
I don't know if I said the price point before. It's $3.89 for both of these for a box. So if he eats it in a day or two, that is frustrating, but still could be worse. Could be $5.19 for a 1 ounce bag.
I do like the bear on these. I like that they're shapes. They do have, like, ice skates and snowflakes and hats. Again, we're back to hats again. Kids love eating hats.
Who knew?
These are a lot crunchier.
Oh, yeah.
We just got a big crunch. Like, that was, like, really noticeable.
Very striking.
Mm. Very pleasant crunch.
Not a ton of flavor.
No, they're kind of neutral.
I'm looking for the spices because I'm not getting any coming through.
I'm getting, like, a little sweetness lingering, but that's about it.
But in like a animal cracker kind of way.
It is very animal cracker-esque.
So the
I'm getting it right at the end. You only get it at like the finish.
It's cinnamon and ginger according to the packaging.
I was going to say it was like cinnamon, ginger. I was going to say cardamom or something like that. Like it has that white warming spice thing at the mm-hmm. end, which I think that's my favorite part about the whole thing. I like the crunch. The finish flavor I actually quite enjoy. I wish it had more of that throughout
mm-hmm.
but then it really just becomes not for kids because the ginger's actually like ginger juice, like it has a citrusiness.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like dried ginger where it's like that just warming. I'm almost getting like fresh ginger.
Mm.
It is a ginger powder for what that's worth, but yeah, I can see what you mean from a flavor profile.
Our last one before we take a break is a brand called Little Bellies, which we've not had before in our household. And this is, I just filed under miscellaneous snacks, organic sweet potato pick-me sticks. So I'm very curious about that.
Do they clarify what a pick-me stick is?
No, but it doesn't, I feel like pick-me has a negative connotation, like being a pick-me girl.
Huh. I'm like, kids, stop being so enthusiastic. Like, you know, just live your own life. You don't need to appreciate, oh.
It almost looks like a strange little churro.
It does.
I was not expecting them to be this
Tim
large.
Tim picked this one out when we were down a rabbit hole on Target looking at snacks.
So what was the flavor on these again?
This is...
Sweet potato something?
Sweet potato is called out on the front. Sweet potato, carrot, and leek with rosemary.
Leek.
This kind of reminds me of, like, just by look, this is the kind of thing I would imagine at, like, this would be like a Japanese snack or something like that, where I'd get it at, like, the Asian, like, Asia food market.
The leek and the rosemary actually come through more than I expected them to. This almost seems more like a large puff to me than a biscuit.
I am not mad at it.
No.
It's not that flavorful, but at the end you kind of get that leek and rosemary or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like if you took generic vegetable stock and aerosolized it, and you just got like there's a breath of vegetable stock going across your nose and palate. That's what this tastes like, because there's no salt. It tastes just like vegetable stock. Again, I don't hate it. Because I'm getting carrot, I'm getting leek. Like, it is really clear.
It is a little gummy on the teeth when you're done chewing.
Yeah.
And this one is $1.99 for a package. And how big is that package, Tim? It's pretty small.
It's a relatively small package. 4 sticks per serving, 2.5 servings per container. So that would say 10 sticks, if math is math.
So $2 for...
10 sticks.
Okay.
If these were salted or they had the good taste to put MSG on them, I would actually quite like these, because I think the vegetable flavors are really clear. I really like the flavor base of this. They're kind of interesting.
No, I don't hate these. I wasn't sure. I thought they would be sweeter just based off the sweet potato on the front, but clearly that is not the direction they were going.
But you do get sweet potato too.
You do get sweet potato. It is interesting to the point with the salt. They lean into that in the packaging and the marketing, that there is no added salt or sugar. They actually do on the front say not sweetened.
Yeah.
So I think they're going for a particular taste profile. I feel like they did a pretty good job hitting it.
So I feel like we should have ranked these with puffs. Do we have a favorite?
I mean, no. I mean, I guess these. I don't think any of them to me stood out, because they all were very different from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this is kind of a catch-all category in a way. I did enjoy the vanilla spice biscuits. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know if I would reach for them over a more traditional spiced cookie or something, but they're also not bad. Like, they are enjoyable enough to eat.
The crunch was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll give it that. That was easily the best texture of the group.
Well, I appreciate you guys sharing all these great opinions and insights. We're going to take a break and get back into it with some bars and purees.
Are you interested in things? Especially how they would be ranked by siblings, just looking for a reason to lovingly eviscerate each other? Then we've got the show for you. Murphy's Rank the World. A podcast where 3 siblings find a way to fight while comparing relatively milquetoast objects. Like, what is the best sandwich, or who is the best Muppet? You know, good family fun, but probably with a few swears. If that sounds like a good time to you, find us now on the Lunchador Podcast Network.
Hello, Rochester. This is Richard B. Cologne.
And Quanti Donnell.
We are the curators of the Behind the Glass Gallery, where we host monthly receptions on First Friday, showcasing 3 underrepresented artists from the Rochester area.
And on this podcast network, you can listen to us speak to these monthly artists to get another lens on their medium and how they contribute amazing things to the Rochester arts community.
Catch us at 240 East Main Street every First Friday and
on the Lunchador Podcast Network.
All right, how are we feeling after sampling all those puffs and yogurt bites? Anyone getting too full?
Confused?
Yeah, I'm actually surprisingly hungry now. I feel like that got my appetite going, but did nothing to actually fill me up.
Yeah, I think we probably couldn't sell these for two for 20 at Applebee's, but, you know, I wouldn't call these appetizers. I would say I might be feeling a little bit teased by some of the flavors, but, you know, I mean, what else is childhood but a little bit of pleasant teasing?
This will probably be a pleasant tease of flavors. Our next category is bars. And okay. The first one is from Target. It is an orange, cinnamon, and sweet potato bar.
Okay.
So these are basically like toddler granola bars that are a bit easier to chew.
I'm intrigued about the texture because bars is such a wide range of different potential textures.
These retail for $3.59 a box. And I think they come with 5 bars.
These are very dense. I was expecting
like a Clif bar or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, they've got the chewy dried fruit type.
Does it have dates in it, Tim?
100%. I'm biting into date seeds.
Oat and fig and raisin. Fig.
It's not bad, honestly. I get the orange flavor a lot.
These just taste like, did you puree a bunch of fig Newtons and turn it into a bar instead of a cake and fruit?
It's very accurate.
With a little bit less of the cake part, but you basically just did that.
The orange is definitely coming through. I kind of like the citrus and fig combination.
Yeah.
These are the most affordable of the bar options. They're less than $1 a bar. So if we're like on the go, it's very easy to give them to our kid, but they do get pretty pricey as you go through the higher end brands.
I do like that it is very much clean and clear. This is fruit and stuff. I don't taste anything that's odd.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, oh, this is going to have fiber. It's going to have nutrients. This tastes like real food.
And from a nutritional standpoint, there's no added sugar. It's just what it is what it is. And again, I actually enjoy these. Like, yeah. These are not bad.
I don't know if I've tried these Target ones before, even though we give them to him almost every day, but it's pretty good.
Oh, I've definitely had these. Yeah. He doesn't offer you a bite?
I don't know. I don't.
Our little guy has learned that he can like shove food in your face and offer you a bite. And he delighted when you take a nibble of it.
It is one of life's great joys, sharing food with people.
He's learned that early on.
So our next one is another Once Upon a Farm. These are called tractor wheels because they are round. I don't have the nutritional information because the box was tossed and they were just in a Tupperware in the pantry. But the flavor is apple, sweet potato, and spinach.
Kids love tractors. Let's get that out of the way right away. I will say, as somebody who grew up on a farm would be a strong word, but we had tractors, like capital T tractors, like 1954, like Ford tractor, like big wheels. What I'm going to say I'm disappointed right away, there's no treads.
No.
There's no treads. There needs to be treads.
It's just a disc that they're calling a tractor wheel.
They could do a lot more to make it cute.
Like, get a stamp, guys. Like, come on. Give us some texture. Give us some flavor.
There's a lot going on here.
And for what it's worth, in showing these to our son, I don't think he's ever made the association with tractor or large vehicle in any way.
That's unacceptable. Like, if we're going to make this fun, make it fun.
Guys, you're so close.
He doesn't even drive them around, you know. He drives around a lot of foods and snacks.
He drives the banana around, for that matter, but not this.
Banana has a velocity. It has a direction.
Exactly.
It loves driving on curves. Like, this makes sense.
What do we think of the flavors here?
Generic.
Yeah. Remind me what was in this?
Apple, sweet potato, and spinach.
Eh.
I get a little bit of apple.
I like that it's dense. Like, you're getting a little bit of, like, cinnamon or something. It's not bad. The first one was really clearly delivering on what it said.
This one is a bit drier in a slightly crumbly and also a I don't quite know entirely what I'm eating kind of way.
I have a very clear picture of what this is. This is, like, you're 10 and your mom is really into organic health. And this is the cookie that they turned into a bar or they baked because there is no added anything. It's not bad. It tastes fine, but it does not satisfy either being max like fruit forward. This just tastes like healthy cookie or healthy bar.
Yeah, that's accurate.
It has a generic sweetness to it that I can't quite place where it's coming from either.
I think there might be cinnamon in it. I don't know.
I don't hate it. I don't know what else to say about it other than it is adequate.
That retails for $5.19 a box, so a little over $1 a bar.
It feels like if they had chocolate chips in there, they would have been carob.
Mm. Yeah.
Our last one in the bar category is from Little Spoon. Again, this is an oat bake that is apple pie flavored. So very cute packaging, but $5.99 a box.
Oh, God.
For how many of these?
I think 5.
That's nowhere near enough. There should be like 10 for that price, at least.
Not to mention, these are very small bars.
These are like, let's just say half the size of a generic granola bar.
I'd put it about 3 bites for an adult.
Whoa, the nose on this is wild.
It's apple Jolly Rancher for me.
Oh, 100%. This is fake apple smell. This is that those weird, I forget what the term is for green apple, but it has that like exact weird aldehyde green apple thing that is very specific.
It's 100% just artificial apple.
It has pea protein in it. Oh, it's dates, tapioca syrup, coconut oil.
No.
Apples, honey, pea protein.
Interestingly, it smells carrots. More like apple than it tastes like apple.
I think part of why I got this one is the box that it had hidden carrots.
How do you not hide a carrot in this?
The first one was so clear. Mm-hmm. This is delivering fig and stuff. And this, when it finishes, it's like echoing on your palate.
This screams to me that you had a generic bar and you kind of dumped a flavor on it, but there's nothing that really makes it a cohesive package together.
Texture is so oaty. It's like, we have oats.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
It feels like if you're walking by the, what was the name of the brand?
Little Spoon.
If you're walking by the Little Spoon store in the mall, there would be somebody spritzing apple like Abercrombie and Fitch in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Like just spritzing like fruit flavors at you.
I'm just picturing a big bin of these bars and they just divvy them up and dump different flavors on them and call it a day.
Yeah.
And it's just like the same bar. It's like, you're the apple bar. Just, I don't know.
A lot of things about their branding and marketing really turn me off. Like, it says junk free, and I don't like demonizing any food as junk, you know? And then made with hidden veggies and superfoods, I think, like...
Reading that ingredient list, though, I don't know if I'd call that junk free. I don't know. I'm not a fan.
Not worth the $5.99 price tag. It seems like we loved the Target one the most.
Yeah.
I think the Target one was the simplest, but in a good way, in that it did what it was trying to do without doing too much beyond that.
I'd be interested to try other flavors of that, because that one is... That one's pretty tasty.
Yeah.
There's like a cinnamon apple one and a strawberry beet, I think, is the other one.
Oh, that one's pretty good.
Yeah.
Strawberry beet sounds interesting. Yeah. Because like, I bet it actually has like some beet earthiness to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would actually be really good.
So for our final category, we're going to go on to purees, which are common when people are transitioning their kid onto solids. But a lot of people like us use them to supplement their meals as well. Like, he will not eat broccoli in a stir fry, but he'll eat a pouch that has broccoli because pouches are fun.
Sure.
Prune purees have become a staple in our household as well. So we're going to start with a prune puree. This one comes in a tub instead of a pouch. The tubs are the cheapest. They are 79 cents. So
this one is really interesting, too, just from our family's perspective, in that I thought this would be a really hard sell to get him interested in it. This is by far become the favorite flavor.
He covers himself in prunes. He wolfs it down so fast.
I mean, like, crap. As a food, so one, this is a demerit right away.
That I never have trouble with this, and Tim always does, and now I can't get it open.
I think prunes as a flavor were maligned for a long time.
Totally.
They're delightful. I loved them as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You get that tin of them. Where they have that weird, sticky, dense flavor. But the sugar content on them is absolutely wild because, like, plums are great. And if you've had, like, fresh plums that are meant to be turned into prunes, they are delicious. They have this beautiful flavor and texture.
I have not tried this in all the times that he's had it at home. So
really?
Yeah, I'm curious but a little scared. I don't think I should be scared. I'm sure it'll be fine. But
for the amount of these that he's consumed, I'm actually shocked that you've never tried this.
Here goes.
Let's see.
It's a very distinct flavor.
It doesn't play sweet at all.
No.
It's weird. It almost plays like an Asian condiment, like a like a hoisin sauce.
I can see that.
It's a bit thinner and waterier than I was expecting. I was looking at it as more of an applesauce type thing, and it is not. It's a condiment, I think, like something you would kind of spritz or squirt over something in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because hoisin sauce has plum in it, and this kind of reminds me, if you just, it's almost like you taste vinegar too. Like
there is an acidity to it. You're right.
It's very odd. I just wish it had more of anything. I just wish it was more prune forward.
Yeah, the only ingredients are prune puree and water, so.
So it's watered down prune.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I guess that is probably why it's a weaker flavor.
Yeah, less water perhaps.
Yeah.
But it does have a flavor. And
yeah.
I guess looking at it as to like why it's become such a hit for Arsan, like it does taste like something. It has some sweetness. I could see why he'd be into it.
So, I could see this like having like spice. I could see it having salt. I could see it having vinegar. I could have it, see it having sugar. I don't know. Pick your own seasoning, kid.
Here's this one was 79 cents. I can't remember if I said that. And it comes in a tub. It's 4 ounces. Most of the pouches are also 4 ounces, but pouches retail for a bit more.
Okay.
The Aldi pouches are our go-to. So that'll be our next one. This retails for 89 cents. And we always laugh when we get this one out because there are so many names in the flavor. It is mango, apple, banana, avocado, kale.
Well, I appreciate that they made it easy to understand and parse. And when you say to your kid, like, what flavor do you want? Like, yes, all of them, please. I do like the squeezability.
So the squeezability goes both ways. It's both convenient.
And but a weapon.
When little hands get a hold of this and just clench down on it or start whipping it around, it can end up in a lot of different places.
I'm thinking like, you know, the visuals of Dumb and Dumber when they get the ketchup and mustard and just jam it on the table and just squeeze it hard and it goes everywhere.
By the end of the meal, inevitably, at least one of our three dogs has some of this in their hair just from having it doused all around.
See, this one delivers on all those flavors.
It's good, honestly. I like it.
This is really good.
It's primarily, like a smoothie.
It's primarily mango, which I think comes through. And aside from some lemon juice, there is nothing else that's not listed in that flavor profile that you read off. I think a lot of these are just, they are what they are.
I think the lemon does help clarify the flavors. Acidity and salt does that. Like it lets things shine a little more. I think adding the acidity is very smart. Overall, good. It kind of, it's there in the like middle of the palate, and then it kind of just goes away, which I think the kid's going to want to get more because like it doesn't finish satisfyingly. It's like an empty finish.
To me, this has more going for it than the prunes did.
For sure.
I think this actually is something that feels complete and actually delivers a pleasing flavor profile to it.
I think all of Aldi's baby products have been great. Not the diapers, we did have bad experiences with those, but the baby food products. The pouches are great, the yogurt bites are great, and it's extremely affordable compared to a lot of the other brands that we've tried today. The next one is Target's Good & Gather Sweet Potato, Peach, and Apricot Puree. This one is 99 cents. It is 3.5 ounces, and we have another Target puree that's more expensive, and that one is 4 ounces and has more ingredients. So they kind of have two lines of different price points.
I like the last one. I like that the hiding is not the thing. It's like, yeah, integrate it into the flavors. And I do like sweet potato, I think, is such a great kid food because it has just jam-packed with nutrients, and it just tastes good.
I don't know about that.
So the acidity on the first one worked to make it separate, and this makes the sweet potato taste weird.
Something just tastes off about it to me.
This is, again, so the lemon juice compared to the other things made the sweet potato taste odd.
This is the exact same ingredients, you know, what we read off on the front, plus lemon juice. I don't know. To me, it's just the pairing of flavors. I've never considered putting sweet potato and peach together, or apricot for that matter. And puree format aside, I don't know if those flavors need to go together.
Three flavors that are not better together.
No.
I think if they drop the acidity by 50%, it actually might be okay. The first one, I think it really made it better. It did not make this better.
No. Not bad, but not good. This is like a very neutral one for me of like, eh.
This would be one I'd want to experiment with. You give me like a little like 4 different tubs and I add like varying amounts of salt and other things too. I bet there's a way to make it good, but you shouldn't have to do that.
No, that was my thought with the prunes more is like it, as the base of something that could be a really good starting point, but it just feels empty on its own.
Feels like an ingredient for cooking.
Yeah.
So that one was for 6 months and up. The next Target one is for 8 months and up. This one's $1.29, and it's apple, passion fruit, coconut milk, and chia.
Okay.
See, I saw passion fruit on the label, which makes me intrigued. I love the flavor of passion fruit.
And to the point with these labels, I do appreciate that it just, they illustrate the ingredients on the front, very clearly see what's going on, very simple layout. Like, aesthetically, it's a nice packaging design.
You definitely get passion fruit on the nose, for sure.
And the chia, you can, like, feel in the texture. It's a little thicker than some of the others.
Hmm.
The Aldi Mango Apple Banana Avocado Kale is still my favorite so far.
I like this more than the last one because the passion fruit definitely comes in. And I like passion fruit as a flavor and smell. I agree. I think the first one was a complete, like almost a complete thought. This feels like it needs one more thing to round it out, like banana or something else like that, just to like flatten it a hair.
Mm.
My first thought was like putting it on a cracker or something. Like,
oh,
just something. I like the flavors. I like the texture of it. It just needs something to counteract.
This is a kid's first dip with those ginger spice cookies.
Start pairing stuff together.
Oh yeah, that could work.
But no, overall I think this is a good one. I like this.
Yeah,
well, we haven't had that one at home, so I'll be curious what our son thinks of that.
We'll see.
So we're getting into the bougie brands next. This is Organic's Happy Baby, and it is apple, guava, and beet.
Yeah,
this one is $1.79 for again 4 ounces, $1.79.
I like our system right now. We're like, we're full squeezing into spoons. By the way, I do have I have a nice spoon. It's got multiple hearts and a bone on it. I gotta say, the spoon is pretty effective. It's got a decent volume to it, and it is easy to scoop everything out of. I do like that.
We were commenting before we started recording that we have four different spoons here to choose from. No two are the same. Different shapes on all of them. Chris described mine as a toothbrush shape, which I think is a very accurate description of it, but it's surprisingly functional for what it's trying to do.
The one that was like soft, like silicone, that one was disturbing because it's like, this is really floppy situation here. I'm not sure what I think about that.
That one too, I have a bias against just because watching our son eat with it, he can never get everything out of it. Like you give him a spoonful of something and he tries to like eat it, and at least half of it is left in there, and then the spoon.
You can use it as a slingshot too, because it's so bendy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You can pull it back, flick stuff everywhere. As a teether, it is excellent for just chomping down on.
That last puree was not very flavorful, in my opinion.
I kind of like I'm really getting the greens. I'm getting kale. I'm getting all the flavors. I don't like that I like it, but I kind of like it.
The beet came through more than I expected it to.
This one
know.
Really just tastes like the ingredients. I don't dislike it.
It's a different brand, but it's still following the same formula of stated ingredients plus lemon juice. That seems to be the combination.
I think it's a good balance point of all of the acidity, the earthiness, and the other things. Unfortunately, I kind of like it.
So we're going back to Once Upon a Farm for our next one. Very cute packaging. We never buy ones that have to be refrigerated from the start. This is Wild Rumpus Avocado. It is cold pressed. I don't know what wild rumpus means.
Is that a type of avocado or is that just describing the avocado as a... I'm curious because they're clearly leaning into it based on the packaging design again. And
they're trying to seem like they're fun and I don't like it.
I don't know if it's like a Where the Wild Things Are. Isn't that like Great Rumpus something something?
Ooh, the nose on this is weird. What was the flavors again?
Wild rumpus avocado.
So yeah, I'm feeling the rumpusy, yeah.
Yeah, they just described it as a fruit and veggie blend with wild rumpus avocado. The ingredients include pineapple, banana, apple, avocado, and mint.
Mint.
I mean, definitely the pineapple's forward on the nose, but it's dried pineapple, like that natural dried where it has that brown smell.
I don't hate this as much as I thought.
No, I don't hate it either. It is $2.99 for that pouch.
What?
And you have to keep it refrigerated.
Yes.
Which, from a practicality standpoint, I mean, I don't know.
Just not as much for on the go.
Not on the go.
I mean, the mint is definitely there.
I think it's kind of yummy.
I was biased against this, but I don't hate it.
It kind of reminds you if you made banana bread and just threw some mint and pineapple in it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which, now in retrospect, like, I kind of want to try that because, like, I could see this, like, if you added those ingredients into a banana bread.
Yeah.
Probably really interesting. The mint was a choice.
The mint is a very distinct part of this. The avocado, the creaminess of it, I think more so than anything comes through for me. It's still very much like an applesaucy type thing, but with a little more body and creamy texture.
I'm confused. And I don't like being confused with it, but I also don't dislike the product. I really hate the marketing, though.
I know. I have strong feelings against it, but I also would keep eating it if that was available.
Yeah, I think so.
What's up next?
Well, we're on to Little Spoon again, our last Little Spoon. I was just rolling my eyes at the marketing a little bit. They say, at Little Spoon, we're redefining what it means to feed the next generation. Real food made with no shortcuts, no compromises, and no junk. The future of kids' food is here. Ugh. Very self-righteous.
Okay, guys.
Like, you're still putting a puree in a disposable bag. Like, come on.
Right. So
we haven't
many,
reinvented
like,
anything.
The crunchy moms would be livid that they're saying this is no compromises because to them a pouch is a compromise to begin with. But this is another refrigerated smoothie green dream. Apple, banana, kale, pea, kiwi, and chia. And they're hyping that it has 2 grams of fiber. That's runny. Runny compared to our other ones.
I don't dislike a kiwi. Like, all of those ingredients sound like they're going to be tasty.
I'm mildly
enough.
Allergic to kiwi. She says that she puts it in her mouth.
Also, for reference, all of these have at least 2 grams of fiber in them.
Yeah.
So that's not...
2 grams isn't a lot. Oh, I kind of like it.
Tingly and throat-closing-y.
I don't know.
Oh.
The pea is not... The pea and kale do not do it for me on this.
It doesn't taste like canned peas as much. I guess it does a little bit because I'm getting that like almost irony like canned pea thing. Interesting.
I did these out of order. This was our most expensive one. This was supposed to be last. It is $3.49 for this smoothie.
No way.
At that point, I would really whip out a blender and make my kid a smoothie instead.
Would you?
I mean, no, I would just not do a smoothie, but I don't want to pay $3.49 for this.
Like, legitimately, it would be cheaper for you to go to a local smoothie or juice place and buy a 16-ounce one and pour it into smaller containers.
Totally.
For like, sure.
It would be notably cheaper if you did that. Also, a can of peas is like 70 cents.
Yeah.
And you can make so many pea smoothies for that.
I wonder if he'll like that one. Anything that's like solely vegetable without any fruit sweetness, he usually rejects when we get purees. So
yeah, so I'm noticing we mostly have more fruit-based ones here. Do we not have any of the vegetable?
Well, I'm excited about the last one, which is $2.99. It is Serenity Kids, a brand I wasn't super familiar with before, but this is organic squashes, kabocha squash, butternut, pumpkin, and olive oil.
Okay. Kabocha squash, I've always been a little indifferent about. Butternut's fine. I mean, that's why our great friends at Row 7 Seeds and Dan Barber came up with the honey nut squash, the finest of all squashes.
This is thick, too, just squeezing it out. Oh.
I gagged a little on this, honestly.
Okay.
This is squash and, like, nothing but squash.
Not hiding it in any way.
No, it's just squash. Olive oil is actually pretty present. Not in a bad way. It feels like they're just like, you know what? We're on a production day of butternut squash soup at the factory, and we can't use all of this, so how about we just throw the rest of the squash puree in bags and feed it to kids?
A lot of these are just like the most literal interpretation of a type of food. Like, when they say organic squashes, that's it. No seasoning, nothing to embellish or enhance it, which I guess is a pretty common trait of just kids' foods in general.
I think some kids' products, it's good that they're not like hiding anything. Like, some of the yogurt products for kids and pouches are packed with sugar and stuff that they add in. So it's kind of nice that it's all, I mean, for the bougie price point, I guess that's what you would expect.
Again, this tastes like an ingredient. Like, it tastes like I would buy this at Restaurant Depot in like, you know, a gallon jug and just pour it in as like the base of a butternut squash soup.
It would be a pretty good soup.
Yeah.
Like, other than adding like all the flavor of a soup, like, it just tastes like that. Or the start of a very weird pie with olive oil in it.
Savory pie.
Mm-hmm.
That could work.
Well, we'll close with a last few pouches. We have some applesauces. This is from Target. It is their strawberry applesauce. Little palate cleanser for our finale.
This is another one that, prior to becoming a parent, I didn't realize you could get applesauce in a pouch. But it's become a favorite around our house as well.
I do like the lightly friendly apple that's on the package.
So we have our apple and strawberry up here. Very friendly and inviting.
These are about 55 cents a pouch, so very affordable.
I don't know.
Not sure where the strawberry forward, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not just apple. Like, there are other flavors in there that...
Right. It's not just apple. Like, that should be, like, the label on it. But maybe with a question mark and an exclamation point, it's not just apple?
Does that show ingredients, Tim?
It does show ingredients, and it is just apples, strawberry puree, and apple juice concentrate.
Yeah, you gotta love apple juice concentrate.
I don't know. I was expecting more strawberry, and I'm not getting strawberry. As we said, we're getting not apple, but...
I think Carrie brought some stuff back from Aldi the other day. She's like, oh, I'm excited about these sparkling beverages. And I take a smell. I'm like, well, there's a lot of apple in there. She's like, well, it's not an apple beverage. I'm like, there's a lot of apple in there.
Mm. Well, our last one does not have apple juice concentrate. So this is from Aldi, and it is the squeezable apple cinnamon.
Okay.
I will maybe bias everyone and say this is my personal favorite.
The texture does look pretty smooth. That's a full pureed one.
You can practically drink it.
Wow. A lot of cinnamon, too.
Well, that tastes like apple and cinnamon to me, and it doesn't... The last one, I'm not surprised, had the concentrate in it because it had that dense, like, apple juicy flavor. This one really just tastes like apple and cinnamon. It delivers on the promise on the little plasticky foily pouch thing.
I bring them with me when I'm teaching and have them in between classes pretty often, so they're a nice on-the-go snack. They're absolutely 54 cents a pouch, so the cheapest of the pouches. Tim, what was your opinion on that one?
It's a lot of cinnamon. I don't know if I needed that much in there. I appreciate it. Again, we were just saying there's not a lot of seasoning or embellishment on a lot of these. This clearly has it with the cinnamon. I don't know if I needed it, though. I almost would rather just have plain applesauce at that point.
And it's not unreasonable. I like the cinnamon. I think more would be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could do less and it still tastes like it. But I like that they made a choice. And it did go in a direction, at least.
They committed to it.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts about the pouches? What was our winner of all these pouches?
Probably that first one. The long list that I don't even remember.
Mango, apple, banana, avocado, kale. That one's facing me right now.
It seemed also like that was a decent value for how many things are in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seems like you need a good variety of nutrients. It's like, not that I'm thinking of these as pure nutrient-based, but it seems like you're getting a good variety of things. The price point seemed reasonable enough. Like, I think that was my favorite as well. I liked some of the ingredients, like the squash puree as an ingredient is kind of interesting. But I can also buy, like, a whole butternut squash for, like, $2. And it's, like, big enough to, like, weigh more than, like, half of a kid or part of a kid.
Looking back at these as well, the Wild Rumpus avocado, I think, as much as I don't like the marketing around it, I did enjoy that more than some of the other ones.
Yeah.
I'm also looking at the front. It has a cute little hedgehog smiling and poking out of the top. I did not see that before. That's a plus for me.
That's the one that had like the pineapple and banana as well.
This was the pineapple, banana, apple, avocado, and mint.
I am in favor of cute little animals on those things. I think that's a great choice. The mint was, I like that they, again, chose a lane and tried to make something interesting. I could see the right kid loving that and then wanting mint in everything because it makes it bright and fun.
That's one I'm curious when we get home to see how our little guy reacts to that, because I think it's going to be a strong reaction one way or the other, and I'm not sure which way he's going to go on that.
We did consider late last night, what if we brought him and let him sample things on mic, and then we're like, oh, we'd have puree all over everything.
The studio would be in a sorry state.
I'm not sure if Rode, I have to check the website, I'm not sure if they made it puree proof. Like, I'm not sure they made it much proof, but puree is probably not on the list.
Yeah, we could report back and let him know.
Prunes on your soundboard. Any other final thoughts about all of these snacks, strong winners, surprises, anything?
There wasn't anything here that was bad, like nothing that I found revolting.
Yeah.
There were very few that I found great. And I'm kind of curious to see how long our son's going to continue to enjoy these and gravitate toward them. You know, he really likes sampling whatever is on our plate and will generally try and steal whatever he can and seems to enjoy experiencing new flavors. But these are also still a favorite. I think a lot of the sweetness and stuff draws them to that as well. I'm curious to see how long that remains to be the case, or as he starts to grow older and mature, like if his tastes change, I don't know.
And some of the little snackies, like the biscuits and the yogurt bites, are more because he can't chew fully like a pretzel or something. So I'm sure he'll outgrow those with time. But in the meantime, it's fun and convenient. Yeah.
I'm looking at the purees mostly. And yeah. I'm curious how long until he's like, nah, I'm done with these.
I mean, I say hand him one of those Snyder's old fashioned pretzels that can like, that you could use as a weapon. The crunchiest thing that has ever existed. I gotta say, like, there's not a lot, since we're not talking about like the baby food, right? That is like so processed to be essentially nothing. I like that a lot of them really did taste like the ingredients it said on the bag. I like that generally it delivered on what things were saying. I'm still confused by the little meringues. I'm not dismayed by them, but I'm confused. I think that fig bar might have been I don't love fig as a flavor and texture, but I love that one. I could see that saying, oh, that's one I would want to get for a kid because it is just things that are good and together. I think that was the clearest message. Overall, I didn't dislike as much as I thought I would.
Yeah, there's a lot of good options out there today. I think it's changed a lot from 10, 20, 30 years ago.
To be fair, there were some very interesting flavors that we didn't end up bringing. Being vegetarians, we steered away from some of the meat-based pouches.
There are literally like beef tenderloin in a pouch, like which I find revolting, or like chicken curry and things like that. So fascinating, but also ew.
So why would you need to use a tenderloin? Like that's what you have beef shin for. Like it'd be way cheaper and way more flavor per beef.
But then you can charge like $4.99 a pouch.
Fair enough.
I don't know, man. Well, thank you both for coming in and trying all these snacks with me today.
Of course.
Thank you. I guess if people want to check out other shows on Lunchador, since I'm here, go to lunchador.org, check out all the other shows. We've got 14 different shows on the network now. You know, it's been great having, you know, new shows like It's a Lot come up and other ones. It's just been great to see where we're heading. So thanks, everybody, for, you know, paying attention and embracing what we're doing here at Lunchador. And thanks for Emily for being a part.
Thank you.
This has been a presentation of the Lunchador Podcast Network.
Put more MSG in your food for kids, cowards.